To some, these ideas are offensive.
对我们这个人说，这个主义好像是有些冒犯。
Republican Congressman Steve Pierce recently released a memoir.
共和党的议员。 Steve Pierce, 他最近发表了他的一个回忆录。
And one sentence he mentioned, the wife is to voluntarily submit to her husband.
有一句话他提到是妻子应该自愿地服从他们的丈夫。
To many political commentators, this is a part of a war against women.
对很多政治评论家而言，这个是好像是对女性的一个侵占。
Some of you listening today will say the Bible is outdated.
有些人可能说这段圣经是有点过时了。And
cannot be useful for subjects such as these.
不能用在像一些在这样的这个主题方面。But
we know that men and women are equal in the sight of God.
我们知道男人和女人是平等的在神的眼里面。So
no one person is to submit to another.
不应该一个去服从另外一个。
And no one person is weaker than another.
没有一个比另外一个更软弱。
So let's look at the scriptures and see what the Bible says.
对，我们来看一看这个经文，看经文到底怎么说的。
We know God's word is timeless, so let's try to understand what this passage means.
我们知道神的话是任何时候都适用的，我们看这个到底对我们意味着什么。
This passage paints a brutal yet beautiful picture of marriage.
这段经文给我们描绘了一幅很残酷但是又很美丽的这个婚姻的图景。
Not only in the first century, but also for today.
不仅是在第一世纪的时候，对我们今天也是这样。
Marriage is where life gets complicated.
婚姻是有时候是生活中会变得很复杂的。
And this passage gives us a response of suffering only a Christian for a hope for eternal inheritance can fully embrace.
这个章节跟我讲，其实是只有一个对这个永远的产业充满了盼望的基督徒。Open
your Bibles with me. Open your Bibles with me to 1 Peter chapter 3.
把你的圣经打开，彼得前书第三章。
The first word we see here is likewise.
第一个词我们说的是类似的 likewise.
So we just try to understand where this likewise is talking, referring to.
所以我们再看看这个 likewise 到底是讲什么意思。
Go back to chapter 2, verse 12.
我们回到第二章第12节。
Keep your conduct among Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution.
你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些诽谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，并在经查的日子归荣耀给神。
So there's a few examples that Peter already had given up to this point, talking about submission to the emperor and to masters.
所以这个地方彼得已经是给我们一个例子，就是要作为一个国民怎么样服从他的君王，或者是一个奴隶怎么服从他的主人。
Now he says likewise wives.
这同样的道理也是像对妻子而言的。
Wives are to submit to their own husbands because it's honorable conduct that brings their husbands, unbelieving husbands, to Christ.
妻子之所以要顺服他们的丈夫，因为这是一个值得夸耀的、值得称赞的行为，因为这个可以把这个不信主的丈夫带到主面前来。
Similar to the submission of citizens of persecuting government and a slave to a harsh master.
这很类似，就像这个，我们国民对这个君王，或者是一个奴隶对。
The wife submits to her husband for the sake of the Lord.
妻子服从丈夫是因为主的缘故。
This submission is done out of hope.
这个服从是因为有盼望。
Two great hopes are in view.
有两个很大的盼望。
First, a more immediate hope that an unconverted husband may see this good deed and be converted to follow Christ.
第一个盼望就是
I say this is the more immediate hope, not because the wife gets an immediate result. For often it may take decades before the husband is softened and turned to the Lord. In some cases, this is not a sure promise. But the second hope is a hope of eternal life with Jesus Christ. This is a hope that helps us endure injustice. This temporary injustice, this temporary suffering will be replaced by eternal justice and infinite mercy. The next word in verse chapter 3 verse 1, we need to recognize that this is addressed to wives, likewise wives. Peter does not say, husbands, make sure that your wife submit to you. But he says rather that wives submit to your husbands. It is wives who willingly submit to God who will submit to their husbands.
是这个是讲对这个顺服神的妻子应该去顺服他们的丈夫。
Peter will address husbands in verse 7. We'll get to that later.
彼得也会对丈夫说一段话，但是下面第七节我们之后再会看到。Now
Peter clarifies the reason to be submissive to husbands who don't believe in God.
彼得跟我们讲这个原因，为什么这个。 要服从，甚至不听神的话的丈夫也要服从的原因。He
knows that he's making a difficult request.
他知道他这个要求是很困难的。A
wife who chooses to submit to her husband may go through endless suffering.
一个妻子要服从一个乖僻的丈夫的话，可能有时候是一个无穷无尽的一个受苦。Yeah,
this is a hope that she holds on to.
但是这是一个有希望的一个事物。In
the first century,
在第一世纪的时候,
a wife is expected to worship the gods of her husband.
妻子通常是被认为应该去和丈夫崇拜他们的神的。If
the husband converts to Christianity, the wife is expected to join him as part of the worship of the church.
如果丈夫成为了基督徒的话，这个妻子是应该去和他一起参加他们的崇拜。However,
the wife converts to Christianity, there's little expectation that the husband would follow.
但如果是妻子变成了基督徒，并没有一个人指望她的丈夫也会跟她一起去敬拜。And
it would be imprudent for the Christian wife to argue publicly against her husband.
而且是不合适的，让这个基督徒的妻子在公共的场合和她的丈夫去争论这个问题。But
rather, through submission, the husband would see that the wife is a child of the true God.
通过这个顺服呢。
And without a word, she can win over her husband.
不用说话，她就可能把她丈夫感化过来。By
her pure conduct, the husband will see a beauty not found anywhere else.
通过她的这个行为，丈夫就能看到她真正的妻子的美丽。And
in appreciation of that beauty, he may be convinced of the truth of Christianity.
他可能就会慢慢欣赏这个美丽，然后最后就会变成一个基督徒。You
may ask, we don't live in the first century today.
你可能说我们并不是生活在第一世纪。And
it is acceptable for wives to talk back to their husbands.
可能是可以接受的，如果妻子和丈夫顶嘴的话。And
husbands and wives can equally discuss matters of religion.
丈夫和妻子可以平等地讨论关于宗教的一些问题。
This is true and good. And it's very much in line with what we will discuss when we get to verse 7. But I want to ask you, how many times have you seen someone repent because you were so logical compared to them?
我想问你一个问题，什么时候你发现有人悔改是因为你的逻辑上面是非常完美的，比他让他很折服的。
The nature of faith is that we cannot use logic alone to prove God.
这个信仰这个特点呢，就是说我们不能用证据或者是逻辑去证明。
Yes, faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the Word of God.
没错，这个信仰确实是来自于听道或者是听神的这个话。
And there's a place for rational discussion about God.
是有这个理性的讨论和关于神的话的地方。
But few, if any, come to Christ purely by logical persuasion.
但是很少有人接受神是因为纯粹的逻辑上的这个创造。
But a changed life is compelling evidence.
而是看见这个生命被改变的这个 证明。
When the world sees a church that cares not for its own, nor the poor around her, what power is there in the church?
当人们看到一个教会不关心他们自己的人，而且也不关心周围的一些穷人，这个教会能有什么力量？
Without love, who is to say that you are a Christian?
没有爱，你凭什么说你是基督徒呢？
Marriage is the most intimate of relationships.
婚姻是一个最亲密的一个关系。
A change in the character of the wife is noticed even by the most hardened husbands.
这个妻子的一个在她的品行方面的一个变化，可能会被即使是心再硬的丈夫，他也会注意到。
And here Peter takes the opportunity to teach us about true beauty.
这个地方彼得也借这个机会教我们什么是真正的美丽。
Beauty that's precious in God's sight.
美丽在神的眼里是很宝贝。
It is the power of beauty that changes a hardened heart.
是这个美，真正的这个美丽是可以改变人心的。
If a beautiful face could launch a dozen ships, how much more power is there behind true beauty?
如果一个美漂亮的脸漂亮的脸能够能够引起一千个的战进，你们可以想想这个真正的美丽会有多大的这个力量。
So let's talk about beauty for a moment.
现在我们谈一谈那个美丽。
Here's a picture of Joy Joy with her biological sister.
这是一个我的女儿，这三个的女儿，Joy Joy 她的那个血缘上的。
It's truly amazing to see how they form an instant bond.
让我很吃惊的是，他们很快就形成了很亲密的关系。
In all regards, George's sister is beautiful.
她的姐姐穿着很漂亮的衣服。
She's 8 years old.
她八岁。
And behind her radiant smile and cheerful voice, there's a girl who often wears sunglasses.
在她这个灿烂的笑容。欢乐的声音的背后，这个女孩子经常要戴太阳镜。
She's sensitive not only to light, but also people staring at her.
她会对这个阳光很敏感，有时甚至是当人看她的时候都会很敏感。
She was born with golden heart syndrome, where one of her eyes is not fully developed.
她生下来就有一个叫 golden hairs 的综合症，就是一个叫银耳锥骨的。发育异常综合症，
所以
他的一个眼睛没有，他眼睛没有完全的这个发育好。
So beauty skin deep.
这个美是真的是在皮肤之下吗
？Does her eyes distract you from seeing her beauty?
他的眼睛是不是影响你看到她的美呢
？To many strangers, the answer is yes.
对很多陌生人来说，这个回答可能是这样。
And when they see her, they stare at her.
当他们看见她的时候，他们会盯着她看。
To be fair, it's not only others that stare at her.
说公平的说，不仅是这个陌生人会这样。
We all take notice when we see people like this.
我们也会注意到，当我们看到有的人像这样的时候。
Why do we pick up on this?
为什么我们会提到这个呢？
Why do we think this takes away from true beauty?
为什么我们认为这个会拿走它的美呢？
It is because we have a deprived understanding of beauty.
因为我们有一个不好的关于你的美丽的一个不同的理解。
Once you get to know her,
一旦你开始了解她，
you understand her gentleness.
你开始了解她的这个温柔。
You see her positive attitude towards life.
你看到她这个对生命的一个正面的态度。
Once you hear her pray to God,
当你听到她对神祷告的时候，
then you can understand true beauty.
然后你就会理解什么是真正的美丽。
You will understand that true beauty arises not from external adornments, but rather from character.
你会知道这个真正的美丽不是来自于外面的这个装扮，而是来自于。
This is Peter's argument in verses 3 through 6.
这是彼得的在三到六节里头给我们要讨论的。
True beauty is internal, not external.
真正的美丽是内在的，而不是外在的。
It's objective and not subjective.
是客观的，而不是主观的。
But the Bible is clear that beauty is both objective and internal.
圣经很清楚地跟我们讲到，这个美丽是内在的，也是客观的。
We know that beauty is objective because God makes all things beautiful in His time.
我们知道美丽是客观的，因为神造万物，各样其实成为美好。
And we know that feminine beauty is defined by God in here in 1 Peter and also in Proverbs 31.
我们也知道这个女性的这个美丽，会是因而消失。
Open your Bibles to Proverbs 31.
我们看一看这个箴言三十一章。
What makes an excellent wife?
什么是一个优秀的妻子呢？
According to this, is a one who fears the Lord.
按据这个圣经的这段的教导，应该是。神她是一个妻，是一个敬畏神的妇女。
Charm is deceitful, and I think we can write physical beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
我们看到上面写的是艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，为敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
This idea is not only important for women who are married, but for all of us.
这个主义不光是对结婚的女性，也是对我们大家来说都是一个重要的。
While Peter's addressing wives,
尽管彼得是对妻子们讲
，Proverbs is addressing young men looking for wives.
箴言是对一个年轻的男人，
and it's
寻找一个优秀的妻子
，and it's a praise for such a woman.
赞美这样的一个女性。
So teens, don't tune me out just because you're not thinking about marriage.
像你们这个青少年，不要不理我，因为你们还没考虑结婚这个事情。
Because you are thinking about the opposite sex and how to relate to them.
可能你们已经开始想到了异性怎么样和他们交往。
And guys, if you're thinking of beauty is external.
对男孩子来说，你们如果认为外在的美丽是你们在意的
，if physical attraction is how you measure a girl today，
如果外在的美丽是你用来怎么样你衡量一个女孩的话
，you'll be the same measure you use when you look for a wife。
将会是同样的，你会将同样的标准去衡量将来你寻找你的妻子的时候
，and the same measure you use to evaluate your wife as she gets older。
你同样的标准你会用来衡量当你的妻子衰老的时候。
Likewise, girls, if you pressure to adorn yourself as external adornments to seek attention of boys,
同样的是对女孩子来说，你们如果是迫于压力会装扮自己要寻求男孩子注意力的话呢，
This distortion of beauty will go with you as you grow older.
这个装扮的美丽会慢慢的消失，当你变老的时候。
King Lemuel's mother in Proverbs 31 is telling him, saying, "Find this kind of queen."
利六王的母亲在这里告诉他的儿子
，Find her，
找到一个这样的皇后，你需要找这样一个皇后。
Find her, and you will have a wife whose beauty does not fade with age.
找到一个妻子，她的美丽不会因为年纪而消逝。
And her gentleness does not go does not tertiary words, but goes beyond superficial charms.
她的温柔会远远超过她表面的这个艳丽。
Let the God who created beauty define beauty.
让神用他来定义这个美丽，因为他是美的创造者。
His standards go beyond current fashion trends.
他的标准，比如现在的流行的时尚要高得多。
And it's more trustworthy than any that you're seeing Super Bowl commercials tonight.
而且他的比今天晚上你们要看到的这个超级碗足球赛的商业广告上面的描绘更美。
True beauty is found in the fear of the Lord and is characterized by a gentle and quiet spirit.
真正的美是在于敬畏神，在有一颗温柔安静的心。
By the way, this quiet spirit does not mean that she's an introvert or doesn't talk.
顺便说一句，这个温柔的心并不是意味着她就是一个内向的不愿意说话的。
But quiet spirit means that she's not a troublemaker.
是说她不是一个麻烦制造者。
The example that Peter leaves us with is Sarah.
这个例子彼得给我们提到的是撒拉。
Now Sarah is the mother of the nation, and is highly esteemed by the Jews.
大家知道撒拉是这个以色列这个民族他们的一个国母亲国母一样。
When you think of Sarah, you think of Abraham, the great man of faith or hero of faith.
当你提起撒拉的时候，你很会想到这个亚伯拉罕，因为他是一个信心的英雄。
But in this example, I think Abraham was not following his faith.
我想在这个例子里面，亚伯拉罕并没有显示，并没有给一个很好的关于信心的一个例子。
Perhaps Peter is thinking of Genesis chapter 12. If you want to flip back there with me.
彼得可能是指的那个创世纪十二章的这个故事。
In the beginning of chapter 12.God gives Abraham a great promise.
在十二章的开始的时候，神给那个亚伯拉罕一个很大的应许。
Really, twofold. He will give him land and he'll give him descendants.
他会给他很多的地，也会给他很多的儿女。
The problem comes in verse 10.
问题是来到第十节的时候，问题来了。
There was a famine in the land, so Abraham went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land.
因为那个时候他们那里有大饥荒，所以亚伯拉罕就来到了埃及。
And then verse 11 says, when he was about to enter Egypt, he said to Sarah his wife, I know that you're a woman beautiful in appearance. And when the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife. They will kill me, but they will let you live. Say you are my sister, so they may go well with me.
当他们来到这个进入埃及境内之前呢，亚伯拉罕就跟撒拉说，你是个美丽的女人，所以你要跟他们说你是我的妹妹，这样他们就不会杀了我。
In no way was Abraham obeying God at this point.
所以大家看到这个地方，亚伯拉罕并不是不从神的。
He left the land and he forsake his descendants.
他离开了他的这个。
Abraham is one here that acts like a Gentile, as one who does not obey God's word.
这个地方亚伯拉罕就好像一外邦人一样，他的行为完全没有听神的教导。
Peter picks up on this relationship and says, "Sarah is right, the example for you for the wives to follow."
彼得在这里用撒拉作为一个例子来提醒妻子们。
Sarah was obedient and commended for that, even though her husband was not obedient.
这个时候，撒拉是对她的丈夫还是很敬重，而且很服从的，即使她的丈夫没有按照神的行为去做。
This example of Sarah also reminds us that even though Peter is specifically speaking of the wife's behavior toward an unbelieving husband, the same principle holds true for wives of believing husbands.
这个地方即使讲的是，就是说一个妻，像这个妻子，她对待一个不信主的丈夫， 同样的道理也适用于这个丈夫对待一个不信主的妻子。
For what husband is perfect?
没有一个丈夫是完美的。
Submission would be easier for the wife if the husband was perfect and always looked out for her best interest.
如果这个丈夫是完美的，而且总是把妻子放在最保护他的妻子的话，这个时候妻子服从他可能会比较容易一点。
But submission is still hard, even in the best cases.
但是我们一直谈的这个服从是在各种情况下都要服从。
Even if your husband is a hero of faith.
即使丈夫是一个信心的英雄。
Going back to 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 6.
到我们现在回到彼得书的第三章第六节。
We hear that wives are to not fear, not be frightened by anything.
我们看到这个妻子不害怕。什么都不害怕。
Now, I think it really goes back to Proverbs that the fear of the wife is toward the Lord and not of external circumstances.
其实这个更多说的是要提醒我们回到这个圣经里面讲，就是敬畏神的这个妻子，其实她是不用怕别的任何东西的。
The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
敬畏神的妇女是值得称赞。
This is beauty.
这是美。
And this is a persuasive power to beauty.
This is 真正美丽的这个力量。
Even the most hardened husbands living with such a beautiful wife will be transformed by her beauty.
即使一个心里很硬的男人和他的妻子这样一个美好美丽的妻子在一起，他也会被她感化了。
Beauty is contagious.
美丽是一个像传染一样。
It is transformative. It is transformative. It is as the Russian novelist says, beauty will save the world.
就像俄国的这个作家托斯托耶夫斯基他写了一本书叫《美丽拯救世界》。
Now we turn to husbands in verse 7.
现在我们转向丈夫。
Often marriage seminars and books speak of communication as a cure-all for marriage problems. And the speaker would say, your problem in marriage is the lack of communication.
因为你的问题，婚姻的问题，是因为你们缺乏沟通。
The seminar will focus on communication techniques.
这些引导会就会注重关于沟通的一些技巧。
Watch your body language.
看你的动作，身体语言，身体。
Your tone voice.
你的说话的语调。
Learn the love languages.
学习爱的语言。
Make sure you set time aside to communicate.
你有。一段的时间放在专门用来做沟通。
Have date nights without the kids.
或者出去放开孩子，大家一起去一个外面一个晚上的约会。
Go sit together in counselor's office for hours on end discussing your problems.
或者和这个治疗师们他们坐在一起共同讨论你的问题。
Make a list of all the positive things you like about each other. Communicate.
对，列一下你们互相彼此喜欢自己的哪些方面。
But really, in the Bible, is communication the key to good marriage? Giving us the key to good marriage.
但是在这个圣经里面给我们讲了一个关键，对怎么样解决我们婚姻的一个问题。
This verse is probably the closest. We need to understand our wives.
这个经文给我们一个很接近的一个怎么样让我们理解我们的妻子。
So communication is important.
沟通固然是很重要的。
Do you know why Peter wrote this to husbands and not wives? To live with understanding to your wives.
你知道为什么彼得写这一段字是给丈夫写的吗？而不是给妻子写的？
Well, Peter is married.
彼得是结婚的。
So he probably knew that his wife had an intuitive understanding of him.
所以他可能知道他的妻子很自然的就会对他很理解他。
But unless he tries very hard, he does not understand his wife. It's something that men need to work on more than women. But Peter doesn't stop by saying, understand your wives. Communication cannot be the cure-all for marriage issues. Peter says that we are to honor our wives because they are the weaker vessel. I think the weaker vessel here really refers to weaker physical strength. But in Peter's time, it may also indicate a culture where women are not only discouraged, disadvantaged physically, but socially, economically as well.
在彼得这个年代，可能他指这个女，他也知道关于女性不光是在这个社会地位啊，还有经济方面的这个比男人要弱的地方。
So women often need a protection provision of their husbands.
所以女人通常需要男人的保护和供应。
So Peter tells the husbands, honor them.
彼得跟丈夫说，告诉丈夫们说，要敬重你们的妻子。
Esteem them as your wife high, more important than yourselves.
把尊敬你们的妻子放在很高的地位。
And he makes a point to say she's a co-heir with you in life.
他也提到妻子会将来和你一起共同承受产业。
So back to the marriage seminar.
回到我们这个婚姻咨询。
If communication isn't a key, what is?
如果沟通不是关键的，什么是关键呢？
Communication is the understanding your wife portion of this verse, verse 7.
这个沟通的话，是谈到是怎么样理解你的妻子这一部分。
Communication is not easy, it requires deliberate and hard work.
这个理解其实是不容易的，需要努力的。
But understanding must be followed up by attitude of love, commitment, and honor.
理解还要伴随着你的一个爱的态度，还有你的承诺和尊敬的这个态度。If
this command to wives of submission is to put yourself under the authority of the husband.
对妻子来说，服从你丈夫就是要完全的顺服丈夫。Then
the command to honor is for the husband to put the wife ahead of them.
要敬重妻子呢，就是要把妻子，丈夫把妻子放在一个很高的位置。
Paul in Ephesians says that husbands are to love their wives as Christ loved the church.
保罗在以弗所书里说到，丈夫爱他们的妻子，就要像耶稣爱他的教会。
Is this to the point of death?
甚至到肯为他去死。
And for the purpose of purifying her.
是为了让她变得更洁净。
So one goal of the husband is to help make the wife even more beautiful.
所以对丈夫来说，一个目标是让妻子更美丽。
To make her beautiful in her inner beauty, not outward adornments.
让她在内在的一个更美，而不是在外面的这个装扮。
A husband who honors his wife will have a more beautiful wife.
敬重他的妻子的丈夫就会有一个更美丽的妻子。
This is the attitude husbands ought to have of their wives.
这个丈夫应该对他们妻子应该有的一个态度。
If husbands cannot understand and honor their wives, then their prayer life too will be hindered.
如果丈夫不能理解他们的妻子，爱他们的妻子的话，那他们的祷告也是有障碍的。
I think this is why John says here, if anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar, for he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen.
我们还记得约翰说过，人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
If we cannot honor our own wives, how can we honor God in our prayers? Let me conclude this whole section from 1 Peter chapter 2 through 1 Peter chapter 3:7.
现在我想对我彼得的从第二章十二节到第三章七节，我做一个总结。
In this section, we see the Christian life lived out among pagans, people who do not follow Christ.
我们那时看到当时这个基督徒们怎么样在和我在这个外邦人中不信神的人中间怎么样生活的。
Over and over, this idea of submission and honor jump out to us through the on the page.
大家看到这个关于服从和尊敬这个主这个不断的出现这个词。
As Christians, we surrender our rights so that we may follow Christ.
作为基督徒，我们放弃我们的权利，所以我们可以跟随耶稣。
We're not people desperately grabbing onto equality for ourselves.
我们不是那些一些人。
Because we know that there will be final justice from God. We have a certainty and a hope in the future. Of course, this does not mean that we don't care about justice around the world.
但是这并不是意味着说我们不关心我们世界上的一些不公平的东西。
When we suffer, we must. When we see others suffer, we must identify with them.
我们当我们看见别人受苦的时候，我们必须，和他们在一起。
We must fight for their rights.
我们必须替他们争斗。
But for ourselves.
但是对我们自己来说呢
？We cannot be so consumed with winning this little short-term fights.To make our lives more accountable, that we lose the greater war.
对我们个人来说的话，我们不应该太在意这个我们一些这个短期的这些仗，来让我们自己生活更舒适。但是我们在长远的这个更大的这个战争中，我们会输掉。
We are people who follow Christ, who are like Christ.
我们是跟随耶稣，跟随基督的，也是。
We must willingly, voluntarily give up our rights.
我们必须自愿的去放弃我们的一些权利。
We must learn what is to be truly beautiful.
我们必须学习什么是真正的美丽。
And to appreciate true beauty.
而且能够欣赏真正的美丽。
We must be able to suffer and suffer joyfully.
我们必须愿意去受苦
as our Lord did
在其中还充满喜乐就像我们的义主所经历的一样
the just for the unjust
不公
Christ suffered the just for the unjust
对神为了这个神为了我们受苦是因为是个不公义的原因但是他是为了一个公义的目的
This is a radical calling
这是一个很难的一个呼召
This is denying yourself and carrying the cross
这就是要否定自我
But this is love This is love
这就是爱
And this is a life of faith that we hold on to
这是我们所要努力过的信心的生活
And this is how why we trust and follow God.
这是为什么你要相信？